If you want something to do this Friday, you can go down to The Curve and you can see broadcaster, writer, comedian and chef Hardeep Singh Kohli in his live show, The Nearly Naked Chef. Now, I've been joined on the phone by Hardeep. Hi, Hardeep.
Hello, how are you, Ingrid?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How's life going?
I actually saw the show 2 years ago in Edinburgh. Yeah. 2009 it was, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes.
And then I never thought anyone would come see it in Edinburgh, let alone be touring 2 years on. So I've always lovely to come to Leicester. So.
And is it the same show as 2009?
No, it's radically different. I mean, there's not a single story that's the same. And my cooking's much, much better now.
Okay. My boyfriend actually came up on stage when we saw you in Edinburgh. I don't. You won't remember him.
No, I do remember him, Ingrid. He was that good-looking lad. Wasn't he?
Yes, he was the tall one. I can't remember what you were cooking. I think it was cockaliki soup or something like that.
Yeah. It's curry now. I do curry and dal.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll go down really well in Leicester. Have you done your show? Have you done this show in Leicester before then?
I did it ages ago, around the corner from the Curve at that old cinema, the old Gothic
Athena.
The old Deco cinema, yeah, the Athena.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago. But I haven't done it since. Again, that was, kind of a small gig. So I've had a lot of pressure from the people of Leicester to come back, which is very sweet. The show's almost sold out, which is nice.
Oh, that's great. And also, I know you did a, because you were in Leicester a couple of months back, weren't you, doing a library reading?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to come to Leicester quite a lot, actually, because there's a lot to, there's a lot to do in Leicester. There's a lot of people around, interesting people around in Leicester. So I've kind of done radio too from Leicester quite a lot.
Oh, brilliant.
I did a series called The Great British Faith for Radio 2, and we spent time in Leicester doing that. And I actually came up again for a Radio 4 series I did last year. Because I think it's a genuinely interesting place. And I think it's very much sort of town people should be watching for the future in terms of how the rest of Britain's developing and changing.
I mean, I've been in Leicester 10 years and it has changed phenomenally since I've been here. The whole city is completely transformed just visually. But never mind, there's a lot of underground pockets in Leicester with loads of interesting things going on, especially in the cultural quarter, which is where The Curve is, which is where you'll be on Friday, and Athena and all that sort of area. There's a lot of people doing a lot of creative things, so it's really good to see. So I'm really pleased to hear.
I think The Curve is a massive... Something you notice, particularly in the East Midlands, the places... like Corby and Leicester, they've got these brilliant art centres, incredible resources for the community that the community is really using. I mean, there's a young theatre group in The Curve that were just incredible, just really, interesting work and interesting people. So, it's nice to see the resource being used properly.
If people haven't bought tickets for your show yet, and there are a few left, how would you describe what you do on the show, The Nearly Naked Chef?
It's kind of stories and stories about food and about growing up. And, there are very few places I would say this, but I think in Leicester, it kind of means a little bit more because the experiences of growing up in Glasgow and growing up in Leicester, from what I can gather, were very similar. So it's kind of my relationship with food growing up some talk about how to cook a curry my way, so... it's an interesting, for me it's interesting, and hopefully it will be for the crowd too. But I mean, I'm not changing the world. everyone's, trying to give you a nice time, kind of, I think everyone could do with a wee escape from the drudgery of life, so it's an escape for me, so hopefully it will be for the audience too.
Do you still get audience participation?
Yeah, that's sort of something you can't help, really. What do you mean? You've come along, you've paid your money, I'm more than happy to have you involved, and again, places like Leicester where there is a warmth in the town. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there is definitely something about Leicester that kind of chimes with me. It's a little bit like coming home in a way. It's strange to describe it that way, having never lived there, but there's definitely a kind of sense of coming together.
You've obviously had a very varied career in broadcasting, including taking part in Celebrity MasterChef, which you came second in, didn't you?
Beaten by an Englishman again.
Oh, those English. They get you. But have you always loved cooking then? Is that something that you always thought would be part of your life or even your work life?
I never thought it would be something I ended up doing for a living, to be honest. I've always been passionate about eating. And I think if you're passionate about eating, you can easily end up being passionate about cooking. But for me, cooking was always a way of getting people to come round. If you can cook, you'll always have friends, because I don't have much of a personality. So I really need to rely on my cooking.
Ah, that's not true.
You know, get people to come round, you know. But I had sort of 25 people around for dinner on Saturday night. So it's not, you know, for me, it's a labour of love. I absolutely, you know, love having people around. So it's much more about the coming together than about the food itself. But, you know, I think it's important to make good food.
But then that comes hand in hand, I suppose. When you're passionate about something, you're good at it.
Yeah.
Because you care about the results.
One hopes.
Maybe I'll find out when I come to the show. I can try some.
You better be coming now.
No, I am. Me and my co-hosts are coming, but he's not here to do the interview. I wanted to ask as well, because you're doing a sort of live cooking comedy show, are you a fan of TV cooking shows?
I am of some of them. I mean, I love Hugh Fearnley with Tim Tool, for example.
Yeah.
I think he's incredible. And, you know, some of them are good, but I think we're kind of overserved by cooking programs now.
Yeah, there is quite a lot to pick from. What do you think of, like, Come Dine With Me?
I've been asked to Come Dine With Me pretty much every year since it started, and I don't think that's about cooking anymore.
No, it's not.
I think that, you know, I think if they actually, you know, they never cast people that are good cooks.
No.
They cast people that think they're going to have a fight.
It frustrates me now.
Well, it's kind of schadenfreude at the, you know, the nth degree, really, isn't it? Kind of watching other people mess up and taking pleasure in their displeasure, if you like.
Yeah. No, it's a shame, because when it did start, you did get these sort of kings and queens of dinner parties, and then you'd want to know the recipe. But yeah, it has turned into now, you know, the characters and the personalities more than the actual cooking, which is a shame, because I quite liked the concept of the actual real life dinner party. But yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because I was watching reruns of the old stuff when it was, you know, a bit more about the cooking. But I think television's generally sort of gone that way. They're much less interested in... They're much more interested in watching people clash than actually telling the story that needs to be told, you know, which is kind of why reality TV, we kind of love to watch people fail. A peculiarly British trait, I think.
Moving on, actually, from Come Dine With Me, I wanted to ask you the sort of age-old classic question about dinner party guests. If you were going to have two dinner party guests, who would they be?
Not just two.
Well, you can have more. If you've got a list, give us a list.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of... who would I have around for dinner? I'd probably have Matt Lucas around for dinner just now, because he's an Arsenal fan like me, and we've got lots to talk about. I'd love to have somebody like Marilyn Monroe around to find out what she's really like. It's so difficult. I mean, there's so many fascinating people in the world you'd want to come round for dinner, and obviously you and your co-host.
Obviously, yes.
But I think we might do that on Friday.
Yeah, we can do. Another question, another foodie question. I wanted to ask you if you have a favourite dish, either that's yours or that someone else makes, and if there's any ingredient that you could not live without.
I don't have a favourite dish. That's like asking me to pick a favourite vital organ. You know, we're coming into autumn now, so I'm looking forward to steak and kidney pudding.
Yeah.
You know, and I braised some mutton last weekend, so, you know, I like just to keep it kind of, you know, real and just, you know, kind of cook what's about, rather than, you know, cook the same thing over and over again, although I did have a slight obsession with pork belly.
Yeah, I had that last weekend. It's absolutely amazing.
For like 14 hours.
Yeah. I think I watched a TV recipe on that, and you sort of did it over 2 days, so it gets sort of melt in your mouth. It's amazing.
And the one ingredient I couldn't do without is salt, actually.
A good one. Definitely.
I think we underestimate salt.
Yeah, the power of salt. My final part of advice that I'd like from you is this week is Freshers Week. One thing with a lot of students is they haven't cooked before and they may be living off noodles and beans. Is there a recipe or a dish that you think would be an ideal sort of first away from home student dish that's a nice sort of home cooked, wholesome thing that we can feed our students?
I think eggs are amazing.
Yeah,
I think if you can do kind of curried scrambled eggs on toast is a lovely meal for one. And the other is if you can just learn to do stuff with potatoes. Potatoes, and I mean, like, you know, there's nothing better than jacket potato with chili and cheese.
You see, the simple things are the best. Yeah. Well, me and Ian are really looking forward to the show. So we're going to be down on Friday. But
Ian on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see if we can force him to go up on stage again. He's quite a big guy.
Yeah. I know, I wouldn't want a small guy.
So he likes his food as well. So we'll be down there on Friday. So anyone else who...
Ingrid and Ian.
Ingrid and Ian, yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, do you have like dressing gowns with eyes if you just share it?
I and I.
I and I.
No. I thank you very much for coming on my show and having a little chat with me.
Oh,
lovely to
talk to
you. And you. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.